Hey everybody, we're at Boots and Brews. We're backstage with Carly Pierce right now. And you can hear Tyler Rich going off. It's a beautiful day here in SLO. But not Carly's first time to San Luis Obispo. We were just going to talk about this. Downtown San Luis Obispo last time you were here. So
I saw the bar's not there anymore.
It's not. No, they moved it around the corner and kind of rebuilt it. So
okay, yeah. But it's a lot's changed for me since the last time I was here.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Let's talk about that. You've had an incredible year. Every little thing goes number one, and then you come right back with Hide the Wine. What's it been like this last year? As it's got to feel like a long time coming.
For sure. I think you can't really put into words what it feels like, and you can't really prepare yourself for the tornado that it's been for me.
Yeah.
But I'm so thankful and cherish every second, because it hasn't been an easy road for me, and I'm having a blast.
Having a blast right now. Yeah. All's good. Everything's good. The song Hide the Wine is so perfect for this area because you're in wine country.
Yes, I know. I love coming out here and singing that song.
And we always say, don't hide the wine. Get the wine out.
Exactly. Trust me, people. I don't hide the wine.
So tell us a little bit about, like, what's next for you on the horizon, as this year's been just crazy and you just keep climbing those steps.
Yeah, I'm currently out with Luke Bryan on the What Makes You Country tour, and just really busy throughout the end of the year. And there's some surprises coming this fall. I think you just have to keep watching.
Keep watching, yeah.
Working on some new stuff and hinting about it. And so, I don't know, something might be happening.
Awesome, awesome. What has the recent success done to the creative process in terms of what comes next? How much does it play into it? How much do you, you know, I mean, it's different now for you.
I think it adds a little bit of pressure to make sure that I deliver something that is as impactful maybe as the first album and the first singles. But, you know, I think I'm more settled in who I am as an artist and who I am as a woman than I ever have been. So I think that you're going to hear just an evolution of what you know as to be me. And it's a lot easier to build off of somebody that you know. You know their personality, and you know who they are in the genre of country music, than before, when I was like, oh my gosh, is anybody going to like me?
Yeah. There's always that, right?
Of
There's
course.
Always that insecurity, right?
Yes, yeah. But they've been so great to me.
All right, I'm going to ask one boyfriend question, and it's strictly about me. It's not about you. Is Michael a Cubs fan?
Huge.
Okay. Because I know he named his dog Wrigley.
Yes.
But I've never caught him with, like, a Cubs. And you can see I got my Cubs stuff on.
He is gigantic.
Okay,
like,
good.
Like, the biggest.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Not that I'm not a fan.
Yes.
But I needed to know that to know if. I thought maybe he got the dog at, like, a Chicago animal shelter type fundraiser thing.
Oh, no, he loves the dogs.
Yes.
Or he loves the Cubs so much.
All right.
I mean, they are his favorite.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I have a dog named Wrigley, too.
No, you don't.
I'm going to show you pictures right after we're done.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's really what I wanted to know today. I know you got to go do your meet and greet. We're looking forward to seeing you on stage. Welcome back to SLO.
Thank you so much.
Carly Pierce, everybody, 98.1 KJUG Live from the Boots and Brews Country Music Festival. We're having a blast out here.